My name is Noelle.
And I'm Jesse. Well, I'll go ahead and ask a question I didn't ask you before.
Sure.
They kind of brought up what effect it's had on your relationships, particularly with the partner. I'd ask you that. You know, how has that affected you, and how has that affected your partner?
So, yeah, no, that's a fair question. You know, it's not easy. My partner, my wife, you know, she's heterosexual. That's how she identifies still. But she loves me, and you know, she's had some other experiences, but never any sort of relationship with a woman. And you know, that's been something that we've really struggled with, just because part of it's not even like the attraction thing. Like, we both love each other, we both have no problems, you know, in the bedroom, as it were. But the problem really comes from identity. For her, the problem is, like, she doesn't identify as a lesbian, you know. And so, you know, when she walks out with me, it's like either they perceive us as two women, in which case, you know, she's going out and she looks to the world like a lesbian, or almost as bad sometimes as they don't see me as a woman, and you know, she's out with that freak, you know. And that was hard to get over. We had some, like, we don't do PDA in public so much anymore, and you know, and it was hard for her to get over. But we, you know, we went to a couples counselor, we started communicating more about this, you know, and we just, weirdly, we've come out a lot stronger than we were before, just because we've learned really good communication skills, and we now talk to each other about everything, and I think we're going to work out. So.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah. Yeah, I could imagine, I mean, myself being a straight male, I could imagine that would be hard to deal with, it, you know, it being thrust upon you if it wasn't, you know, something you've been thinking about for a long time. Like you mentioned, that this has been on your mind for a while. So, yeah, it's interesting to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I guess I'll just touch on what you had mentioned before, like with your family, and just what your experiences were with, you know, how accepting your family was, and and I think it was you that mentioned that, like, you got support from some, like, surprising places, like an uncle that you never thought would have been really supportive, but came to you in a wedding and you know, said it, thought he was really proud of what you were doing.
It has been surprising, just because, you know, like, my father, I honestly didn't know what he was going to do, but, you know, when he accepted me, it wasn't the most effusive acceptance ever, but just the very fact that, you know, he was okay. I was his eldest child, you know, and before I came out, I was his eldest son, which I thought was going to be really hard for him, but he's never misgendered me once. He's done great. It was my mom's side of the family I thought was going to have a problem, because they're mostly Mormon. And, you know, and to a person, no one has had a problem, which was a very pleasant surprise. And yeah, my uncle by marriage, like I said, he'd only ever said like a dozen words to me ever in my whole life. And, you know, and he comes up to me and he's just like, yeah, you know, I think it's really cool that you're doing this. And, you know, I just want you to know that we support you. And I'm like, it was a really powerful moment. But
yeah, it's good to hear that you got some support from someone like that.
So.
I guess outside of your family, like, you know, you mentioned, like, online communities and, you know, where do you... You said you have weekly meetings. Like, where do you typically seek your kind of weekly pick-me-up from your community?
Yeah. So I like to go to Ingersoll Gender Center. Gender Center. you know, they meet every Wednesday. They have every Wednesday for 43 years. Well, it wasn't always Wednesdays, but every week for 43 years. And, you know, and it's just, it's a nice place to go. It's 2 hours, and then afterwards we all go out to eat. And, you know, and it's just nice to socialize with people who've had similar experiences. They don't need to ask you the Trans 101 questions. Not that there's anything wrong with doing that. I'm just saying, like, they know. And, you know, they all know to use the correct pronouns. Or if they don't know what your pronouns are, they ask you what your pronouns are. And, you know, and it's just, it's nice to, you know, it's a bit of commiseration and it's a little bit of support and it's just a good social circle to join.